Hi, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. We are continuing our discussion of 1 Corinthians 13, and we are up to this third act, I like to call it, and we've talked about the fact that that tongues will be stilled and that prophecy will cease, and now we're talking about the fact that knowledge will pass away. That's the next part of the passage. Knowledge will pass away. I love this part. Insert Will saying, I love this part here because I know I say that in every single one. Let me tell you why I love this part. That should be why I tell you this part. Why I love this part is that everything we tend to believe at some point is going to be disputed. You know, we are Homo sapiens. That means thinking man. We are the single surviving species of the genus Homo. At one point, there were seven different species of human beings alive. But we are the ones who have made it. We are the thinking man. We think we figure stuff out. And then we figure out that we're wrong. Not in every case, don't get me wrong, but in many cases. I think about the diets that I've seen during my life, you know, the ones that talk about the ketogenic diet, like the Atkins diet, where you eat nothing but meat and vegetables, and then you've got the paleo diet, and then you've got the, what's the other one? The pescatarian, is that right? The one that is like cavemen and stuff like that. And I'm vegan, of course, right? So we all tend to think that whatever the diet, you know, that we are following is the right one. And then ultimately in years to come, we find out we're wrong. I remember a movie I saw one time where this guy was projected into the future. And when he got there, he discovered that red meat and cigarette, it was Sleeper with Woody Allen. That's what it was. Sleeper with Woody Allen. When he gets to the future, he's frozen. He arrives in the future. He discovers that they found out that red meat and cigarettes are actually very good for you. I don't think that that's going to be the case, but I do think that at one point, cigarettes were thought to be good for us, that they actually expanded your lungs. And so we believe doctors used to hawk cigarettes. In my lifetime, doctors hawked cigarettes. They sold them in ads and everything because people thought they were good for you. Now we know they are deadly poisonous to you. So where there is knowledge, it will pass away. No matter what you think, chances are it's going to be eclipsed by something else. However smart you are you loving? Are you loving? At the bottom, at the end of the day, are you patient? Are you kind? Do you not boast? Are you not proud? Are you not self-seeking? Do you attempt to try and love those people around you, to understand them, and yourself included, the person you're looking at in the mirror as well? That's what's important. It's not what you know. It's not how many books you've read. Read my books. Even if you read all of my books, it doesn't matter. It's not the knowledge. It's the application, which is love. That's what we're here to do. So do it today. You'll find you'll enjoy your day much more. Listen, enjoy today, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.